Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
We
are back
once again. We took a day off from our edification audio to post a different audio, but we're here, back once again. Praise
mm-hmm.
God.
Amen.
It's been a very busy couple of days. We've traveled both days, and Sunday, I don't think we've made an audio since Sunday. We preached outside of a church with Brother Akuo.
It was a big one with a lot of people.
A lot of people, and it was very eventful, and you can check out that preach. It's on the front of the Don't Perish page. You can check that out. And today, we traveled again, and we had some witnessing today as we're traveling down the road. We stopped at a place to work online to get some testings up, and there was a man fishing. And so I witnessed to him and gave him the gospel, and he was really thankful. And then, Sister Amen, what happened at a gas station with the lady came up to me, what'd she say?
Oh, yeah, she popped her head in the window, and she said she was a Jesus freak.
Yeah. She asked, what do you do for work? And I said, excuse me? She said, I see your ladder on the side of the van. And I'm like, and I gave her a gospel card. Yeah, she said she was a Jesus freak.
Yeah, she said that somebody had said that to a man and said that or something. And
yeah.
She wanted to use it in a good way.
Yeah, we witnessed to her. She was a rather worldly lady with a worldly worldview.
But she got truth.
Yeah, pointed to the website. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. And then today we were in a marketplace and this man came up and he started talking Swahili to me. He just said a few verses. I guess was he sitting to have a Bible study with his wife over there?
I'm not really sure what he was doing, but he did have a holder full of pamphlets or something like that. And when I smiled at her before they came over and she smiled, and then he got up and smiled and I said, hi there, because he was behind the brothers and he was coming over.
Yeah.
And she stepped right in front of his face and said something right to his face. And then looked over at us and then she stepped aside and he came right over and she was mad.
Yeah, and she took off. She got out in the car and was waiting in the car. He goes, I gotta go.
She yelled at him across the room. She said, I'm leaving.
Yeah, it turns out he went to Africa to be a missionary, but when I asked him what the gospel was, do you remember what he said, Sister Amen?
I said,
how does a man find eternal life?
He said, I don't know. I was just teaching in the schools and stuff.
Yeah, and then he said, accept Jesus. And I asked him where that's in scripture, and he didn't know. So I walked him through the gospel, and his response to something is going to lead into what we're going to talk about today. Moving on is our topic today.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say, Sister Amen, about what he's struggling with?
He said that the church that he's going to is talking about Abraham and Isaac and how Abraham had let go of Isaac and he was struggling with letting go of things in this world.
He said he was struggling letting go of his children.
Oh, did he say?
Yeah,
okay,
he said children
sorry.
Specifically.
Yeah.
And so we got the idea, because we've been thinking about this, to talk about on this audio about moving ahead and not looking back. This is an important thing. There's so many faith trials in the faith life, so many situations, people you got to move on from, situations you got to move on from. And probably our lead verse in this would be Luke 9:62. Mm-hmm. Jesus said unto him, no man have his putting his hand to the plow, looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. So we're supposed to be looking forward. And if you run a plow and you look backwards, you're going to have really crooked plow lines.
Yeah, and that was one of the verses I used to rebuke myself a lot. I made an audio and put it on my phone and I read it to myself. And every time I would come across it, this was earlier on, an encounter of something that I had to let go and keep moving, I would listen to it and it was like, oh, my own rebuke to myself to get going.
Yeah, and because of late we've had to let some people go and say goodbye to them because of sin and false ways. And there's always, every year, many, many instances where we have to turn away from it, keep going, situations, people, places, doctrines, whatever. And so we got some scripture verses here that we want to share about moving on and not looking backwards. And we've done that, and it's a great freeing thing to let go of the past and people behind you that can't make the journey with you. Amos 3:3, who can walk together lest they agree? There's a great freedom moving on, isn't there, Sister Amen?
Oh, there is. and giving people over to the Lord.
Amen.
And I think, like, every night when I go to bed, I leave it all there, or I try to, so when I wake up in the morning...
From the day, yeah.
Hopefully that's behind me, unless there's something I need to deal with.
Yeah. I'll start out with a verse, Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Press forward. We don't press backwards. We're pressing on forward.
Mm-hmm.
How about a verse from you, Sister Amman?
How about two of them? They're both kind of the same,
two but of
I
them?
Wanted to
Go
read
for
them
it.
Together. Yeah, Deuteronomy 5:32. You shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God hath commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left.
Mm.
Here's another one just like that. Joshua 23:6. Be therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that you turn not aside therefrom to the right hand nor to the left.
Yeah.
And I like that because you're looking forward. You're not even looking, even if you're not looking behind, you're not looking left or right.
Yep.
You're just looking straight forward.
Yeah, amen. How about Jeremiah 29:11-13? For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. That's looking forward. And then shall you call upon me, and you shall go forward and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me forward, you shall find me forward, when you shall search for me with all your heart. So our future is ahead of us, not behind us in the Lord.
Right. Amen. Is it my turn?
Your turn, Sister Amman.
Okay, well, I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna sneak two as one.
Alright.
How's that?
Go for it.
Luke 17:32. Remember Lot's wife.
Yeah.
Genesis 19:26. Let's go see what happened. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt.
Yeah.
This is in regard to Sodom and Gomorrah and her looking back.
Yeah, Lot's wife is a famous example. Somebody looking back, she obviously longed for Sodom that God was already going to destroy. Not a good thing. Not a good thing. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Yeah, look forward. Don't keep looking back at people, places, situations behind you. Looking forward is where we want to go.
Amen.
Yeah.
So I have a few examples of people having to do things and having to just keep going. How about this one? Acts 15:39-40. This is about Paul and Barnabas.
Oh, yeah.
Mark. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed on to Cyprus. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And I was thinking about that because they had work to do. Paul kept going.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. I don't know what happened after that.
Yep. He kept going, pressing on.
Yeah.
How about 2 Corinthians 5:17? This one you might not think of, but it's there. I think it's valid. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And doesn't the Bible say that God's mercies are new every morning?
Lamentations 3, I think.
Yeah, so we keep looking forward, not looking backwards.
Right. How about this one? Exodus 32:26-28. Then Moses stood at the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, every man his neighbor. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men.
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't going to just sit around after that. They had
nope.
to keep going.
And looking forward, 3,000 men fell that day. Looking forward in Acts 2, 3,000 were added to the body.
God does that.
Yeah. Yeah. Genesis 19:17, and it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad that he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou all in the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Get
Ooh,
going.
That's a good
Move
one.
Ahead. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about another example about not looking back? Like, literally, here's one. Leviticus 10, 2 through 6. And there went out fire of the Lord. This is where the two priests had strange fire. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said unto Aaron, this is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh to me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. And Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uzziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said unto them, come near, carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out of the camp. So they went near and carried them out in their coats of the camp, as Moses had said. And Moses said unto Aaron and unto Eleazar and unto Ithamar, his sons, uncover not your heads, neither rend your clothes, lest you die, and lest wrath come upon all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord hath kindled. And I like that because it's like they should be upset that the Lord even had to do it in the first place,
right,
that they offered strange fire to him and not bewailing the people. So not looking back at what happened to them.
Yeah, be careful. Yeah, don't. Yeah, hate what God hates, love what God loves. Don't be lamenting over his enemies.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Proverbs 4, 25 through 27. Let thine eyes look right on, let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right nor to the left, remove thy foot from evil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when you're walking a path, you got to look forward. Well, this faith life is a journey we're on. You got to keep looking forward. If you're looking back at people, situations, things, you're going to stumble. Satan's going to use it against you. Your flesh is going to use it against you. You got to put that all away for God's glory. Keep your eyes on Christ. Keep going. All eyes on Christ and keep going.
Amen. I have one more.
I have one to finish. Go ahead.
Okay. I love this one. She left it all behind. Ruth 1:16. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodge, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God.
Yeah,
she left everybody. She left and everything.
Yeah, she left everything and made God her God.
Yeah,
I love that. Awesome. Yeah, I would close with this verse. This is a stark warning about not looking back and looking forward. 2 Peter 2:21-22. For it had been better for them had they not known the way of righteousness than after they had known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But as it happens unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit, and the sow that was washed to her wallow in the mire. Yeah, we see people do that a lot. We see people that have come out of sin, and for a short season they seem to have come out of sin.
Yep.
Oftentimes, more often than not, they go back to their sin. And that's why the path is so narrow. That's why so few are going to find it, because sin is a strong draw. Flesh is a draw. People's proclivities are a draw. And so we can't let that encumber us. We got to repent, turn away from it. If it's our sin, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. If it's somebody else's sin, we can't control that.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive them, let them go, put them out. The Bible says don't have leaven in the body, and then we keep going for the glory of God.
Right. We got to keep pressing on, looking forward.
Any other thoughts, Sister Armin?
I'm just thankful to keep moving forward.
Amen.
And not stumbled by my flesh. Not very often at all.
The longer
we do this,
the stronger you get.
Yes, and you can just blast right through.
Yeah, the longer you serve the Lord, the more Lord-centered you are, and people that haven't served the Lord a long time get caught up in a lot of fellowship idolatry, a lot of flesh, and it stumbles them and destroys their faith, destroys fellowship. But the longer you walk with the Lord, he becomes more and more and more your full portion. You stay focused on him. And that does help you in your relationships with people that want that, because then you're all focused on the Lord together. But if you've got people that are more focused on fellowship, or they're fleshly, or they have compromise, and you're focused on the Lord, you can't walk with them.
No, and that stumbles people.
Amen.
Yeah. You have to purge leaven.
Amen. Purge it out. So yeah, it's a very freeing thing to let go of people, let go of things that can't walk with you, and then set your eyes on Christ and moving on forward. That's what we're doing tomorrow. We're headed down the road tomorrow, working towards a big preach event this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we're going to hit a couple places tomorrow. And I think we'll be doing some witnessing might even maybe find a place to fly some signs tomorrow.
Let's see.
Yeah, we'll find out. So we're thankful for a good night, place to park tonight.
Right.
We're thankful for our young brother who is with us, traveling, sharing. Check out the Ecclesia Gathering area. We're putting our teachings and our studies there.
Yeah, right.
Yep. And we're posting things to edify everybody we know or everybody that's online.
That we don't know.
Even though we don't do long-distance relationships, we are still edifying people.
Oh, yeah. We're trying to pour out online so that way people, any time of the day, yep, anywhere, can be edified and encouraged. And sometimes there's so much, can't even keep up putting it,
yeah,
up.
Amen. Amen. So, I have a testing going up today on Gino Jennings. That'll be going up. That might be linked up at the top of the page, too. Check that out. A very popular false teacher that not many people have exposed. So I wanted to take that chance to warn people about him. There's so many false teachers out there.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to expose this one. So check that out. Check out all the resources. Let us know if you have any questions. We'll be happy to answer questions. That's one thing we do do. We're happy to answer questions for people via email.
Right, we will. Amen.
Yeah.
And if you have a question, it might go up as a teaching for, yeah, everybody to hear.
Amen.
And learn and understand.
Amen. All right, love y'all. Until next time, the Lord gives us another day, we will be back at you. Go forth, strive for the kingdom, look forward, not backwards.
Amen. May God be praised.